Hosta plants with stunning foliage and variegated leaves are ideal for landscape design. I love them. If you are a fan of hosta plants, but are searching for hosta-like plants for full sun, here you will find the best of them. I know about 12 hosta-like plants, but only 3 of them can thrive in full sun conditions. Most of them prefer to thrive in indirect sunlight to full shade. In this article, I provide them with images and names, scientific and common names, of hosta-like plants for full sun and will give you a brief overview of their appearance. It will help you to distinguish them easily. In addition, you will find out pro tips for caring for these plants. Let's find out more about them. Sweet potato vines, hosta-like plants for full sun with heart-shaped leaves. Scientific names, Ipomoea batatas. Family, Convolvulaceae. Appearance of sweet potato vines. Sweet potato vines are primarily hosta-like plants for full sun known for their attractive foliage. In the following, I will give you a brief overview of their appearance. The leaves. These plants have heart-shaped or lobed leaves, depending on the variety. They can come in various colors, including shades of green, purple, and bronze. You may spot variegated or mottled patterns on the leaves in some cultivars that add further visual interest to sweet potato vines. The stems. The sweet potato vines have long, trailing, and vine-like stems. Hence, they are perfect for cascading over containers or trellises. The flowers. The sweet potato vines can produce small white flowers that may be in the shade of pale purple too. Habitat of sweet potato vines. The natural habitat of sweet potato vines is tropical regions of Central and South America. They thrive in warm climates and require plenty of sunlight to grow well. In their native land, they can thrive in a variety of soil types, from sandy to loamy, as long as the soil is well draining. Although sweet potato vines prefer moist soil, they can tolerate periods of drought. Caring points for sweet potato vines. If sweet potato vines are located in your favorite list of hosta-like plants for full sun, comment to tell you several caring points. Sunlight. Sweet potato vines thrive in full sun, so provide these hosta-like plants for full sun with at least 6 to 8 hours of direct sunlight each day. Watering. Keep the soil consistently moist but not waterlogged. Water deeply when the top inch of soil feels dry. Fertilization. Use a balanced, water-soluble fertilizer every 2 to 3 weeks during the growing season to promote healthy foliage growth. Pruning. Trim back the vines occasionally to maintain their shape and prevent them from becoming too leggy. Overwintering. In colder climates, sweet potato vines are often grown as annuals. If you want to overwinter them, dig up the tubers before the first frost, store them in a cool, dry place, and replant them in spring. Dwarf canna lily, hosta-like plants for full sun with vibrant flowers. Scientific names, Canna X generalis Ingeborg. Family, Canaceae. Appearance of dwarf canna lilies. Dwarf canna lilies, like their larger counterparts, have striking foliage and vibrant flowers. The leaves. Dwarf canna lilies have large, paddle-shaped leaves. The leaves are typically green, although you may see them in various colors, such as bronze and burgundy. Some varieties have striped patterns on their leaves. The stems. One of the wonderful things about dwarf canna lilies is their sturdy and upright stems. Their stems can reach a height of around 2 to 3 feet, 60 to 90 centimeters, depending on dwarf varieties. The flowers. The main attraction of the canna lily is its blooms. The flowers are often large and showy. I love them. They resemble lily blooms. They appear atop the stems in clusters or spikes. You can find its flowers in a wide range of colors, including red, orange, yellow, pink, and even bicolor combinations. So you can set them easily with your landscape design. Habitat of dwarf canna lilies. The natural habitat of dwarf canna lilies is tropical and subtropical regions of the Americas. Like sweet potato vines, they also grow best in warm climates with plenty of sunshine and moderate humidity. In their natural land, they can be found in areas with moist soil, such as wetlands and marshes. The rich organic matter soil and well-draining are ideal for dwarf canna lilies. You may be surprised if I say they can also tolerate some drought conditions, although they do best when the soil remains consistently moist. Caring points for dwarf canna lilies. I know you are smart gardeners and find out the most caring tips for dwarf canna lilies by studying their habitat, previous part, but please allow me to tell you more things. Sunlight. Provide your dwarf canna lily with full sun to partial shade, aiming for at least 4 to 6 hours of direct sunlight daily. So they can be perfect hosta-like plants for full sun. watering. Keep the soil evenly moist, especially during hot and dry periods. Water deeply and allow the top inch of soil to dry out before watering again. Fertilization. Feed your canna lily with a balanced, slow-release fertilizer once a month during the growing season to support healthy growth and flowering. Mulching. Apply a layer of organic mulch around the base of the plant to help retain moisture and suppress weed growth. Winter care. In colder regions, lift the rhizomes before the first frost, trim off the foliage, and store them in a cool, dry place until spring planting. Shooting star plants, hosta-like plants for full sun with charming features. Scientific names, Primula sect. Dodecatheon. Family, Primulaceae. Appearance of shooting star plants. Shooting star plants' unique stunning features. I love them in landscapes. The leaves. These hosta-like plants for full sun have basal leaves that form a rosette close to the ground. Their leaves are often lance-shaped or elongated with toothed edges. The medium to the dark green color of the leaves gives it an elegant appearance. The stems. The slender stems of shooting star plants rise above its foliage and reach heights of around 1 to 2 feet, 30 to 60 centimeters, and at the top of each stem, you'll find a cluster of nodding flowers that resemble a shooting star. The flowers. Its blooms have 5 petals that curve backwards, revealing contrasting stamens in the center. One of my friends believes they are most similar to hanging lanterns. Very beautiful. You can find them in various colors, such as pink, white, or lavender, that let you set them in different landscape designs. Habitat of shooting star plants. The native land of the shooting star is in North America. This plant grows well in soil that is rich in organic matter and well-draining. It can also tolerate some moisture. You can grow the shooting star plants in various ranges of soil types such as sandy, loamy, and clay soils. This plant loves to live in areas with cool summers and mild winters. Caring points of shooting star plants. Here, you will find pro tips for caring for shooting star plants, from sunlight to propagation. Sunlight. Shooting stars prefer partial shade to full shade. Provide these hosta-like plants for full sun with dappled sunlight or morning sun and afternoon shade. Watering. Keep the soil consistently moist but not waterlogged. Water at the base of the plant to avoid wetting the foliage. Soil. Plant shooting stars in well-draining, humus-rich soil. They prefer slightly acidic to neutral soil pH. Mulching. Apply a layer of organic mulch around the plants to help conserve moisture and suppress weed growth. Deadheading. Remove spent flowers to encourage continuous blooming and prevent self-seeding. Division. Every few years, divide overcrowded clumps of shooting stars in early spring to maintain their vigor. Conclusion. In this article, I tried to provide you with 3 hosta-like plants for full sun, including sweet potato vines, dwarf canna lilies, and shooting star plants. Although more plants are similar to the hosta plant, the above plants can thrive in full sun conditions. Do you know another hosta-like plant for full sun that wasn't mentioned in this article? Which one of these plants is more proper for your garden? Why? I love shooting star plants. How about you? Please tell us about your ideas below this page.